Okay. Good morning. I'm Mary Norwood, Chair of the Zoning Committee. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning Committee. I am joined by colleagues to my left, Councilwoman Carla Smith and Councilman Alex Wan. To my right, by Councilman Kwanzaa Hall, Councilwoman Felicia, Councilwoman Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Councilman Howard Shook. Okay, we have several amendments to the agenda. First, we need to, before we adopt the agenda, we need to amend it to accept two walk-ins. And we also need to amend it to include five. Two are individually noted and three are together. So an additional five papers, all that are pertaining to the annexation. So do I have a motion to amend? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye. All right, we now have the agenda as adopted. Do I have a motion to adopt as amended? Thank you. Any discussion? If none, all those in favor to adopt the agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and without objection, we'll approve the minutes from last week. The next item on the agenda is a communication, and we will hold this. This is 16C5086, a communication from Council President Caesar C. Mitchell reappointing Ms. Martha Porter Hall to serve as a member of the Board of Zoning Adjustment. This reappointment is for a term of 2 years, scheduled to begin on the date of Council confirmation. Ms. Hall is not able to be with us today. She will be able to be with us on Monday for Committee on Council. So aren't we going to move this forward with no recommendation? Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. We have a recommendation to move forward with no recommendation. Is there any discussion of that? Ms. Bottoms? Oh, you know, something else. Okay. She does. Everybody in favor of that recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that will go forward. All right, next we have ordinances for second read. The first one is an ordinance by, it's 160-1336, an ordinance by Councilmember Natalie Archibong, authorizing the installation of public art entitled En Route, King Memorial Station at 377 Decatur Street as pursuant to the code section of the 1982 zoning ordinance of the City of Atlanta. Do I have a motion to approve?
So
any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And that now is approved. The next is a substitute ordinance. This is 160-1239, Z1637. It's the Cascade Falls neighborhood, and it is to rezone this neighborhood to R3, PDH, RG3, and OI. The land use hearing was held on the 24th of May. The annexation hearing will be held this afternoon at Finance Exec, and the final adoption for this will be held on Monday at full council on the 20th. This is to authorize the land use. A motion to approve. Any discussion? On substitute. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, please say aye. All right, that is approved on substitute. We next have a series of amended pieces of legislation. These are all annexation papers. I will take these as a block. They all have the same, no, I will not take these as a block because some of the land use hearing is different. So I'll do the first one. 160-1243, Z1636. This is the Martins Park neighborhood in NPU's Q&P, Council District 11. And it is to zone these properties to R4A. The land use hearing was held on May 24th. The annexation hearing will be held this afternoon. And and final adoption will be on Monday. Do I have a motion to approve as amended? Motions before us, any discussion? If none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That is approved. The next is 160-1262, Z1640, the Southwest Cascade Corridor, which is Council District 11, NPUs Q and P. This is to zone this area to MRC2. I will take these next several because they all have the exact same land use hearing dates and final adoption dates. The next is 160-1266, Z1638. It's the Northeast Cascade Corridor, NPUs Q and P, Council District 11. This is to zone to OI or O1? Okay, it looks like O1 on my sheet. I'm sorry. And that's what was confusing me. To OI and C1. The land use hearing was held on yesterday, 6/13. The annexation hearing will be happening, on Monday. The annexation hearing will be happening this afternoon, and the final adoption will be on Monday. The next is 160-1268, Z1641, Northwest Cascade Corridor, same NPUs and council districts. This is to go to C1, C2, or I1. The next one is 160-1273, Z1638, 4261 Cascade Road, same NPUs and Council District. It is to zone to R3. The final one in this block is 160-1290, Z1642, 3450 and 3460 Cascade Road, 3434, 3470, and 0 Cascade Road. The change is to C1 and R3. As I said, all of these have had the land use hearing on the 13th of June. The annexation hearing will be this afternoon, and the final adoption will be on the 20th on Monday at full council. Do I have a motion to approve as amended? Any discussion of the motion? Then, if none, all in favor, please say aye. All right, those are all adopted as amended, approved as amended. The next two are items that we can move forward on as well. These were added to our agenda. They were heard by the ZRB yesterday. So I will take these two as a block because they will travel together. 160-1227, Z1643, the Cascade Manor Neighborhood, NPUs Q and P, Council District 11, to a land use change, to zoning change to R3. The next one is 160-1228, Z1644, 4001, 4040, 4068, 4084 and 4100 Danforth Road and 1240 Kimberly Road, 4020 Danforth Road, 1215 Kimberly Road, and 4060 Danforth Road, NPUs Q and P, Council District 11. The zoning changes are to R3, OI, and C1. Again, these land use hearings for all of these was on Monday. The annexation hearing will be this afternoon, and final adoption will be on Monday. Do I have a motion to approve these as these amended or just came to us as amended? Thank you. So moved. It has been moved. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, and those are approved. The next three we need to move forward with no recommendation because the land use hearing for these three will be on the 28th of June. The annexation hearing will be on the 28th of June, and the final adoption will be on the 28th of June. They are 160-1226, 160-1225, and 160-1224. Z1645, and Ms. Charlotta Jacks, do I need any other zoning numbers for these three? They're all that one. Thank you. It's for the cottages at Cascade the neighborhood, the Regency Point neighborhood, and the Soundtown neighborhood. So do I have a motion to move forward with no recommendation? That is has been that's the motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those will move forward with no recommendation. Is there any thing to come off of held? Any items to come off of held? Is there any other business to come before the committee or any council person who wishes to speak? We did on the agenda.
Okay.
But I don't have those in front of me. Okay. There's a motion to accept the two MRFA papers. Here they are. It's MRPA 1601 and MRPA 1602, and I will sound those. An ordinance to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a new single-family house located at 2196 Main Street, Northwest, Land Lot 253, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. The next one is MRPA 1602, an ordinance to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a new single-family house located at 2669 George Street in Land Lot 253, 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. So without objection, we will accept those up for first read. Anything else to come before the committee? Ms. Keisha Lance Bottoms, would you like to speak to all of your papers?
Thank you.
Non-debatable motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
He's present.
Motion to reconvene to make sure that Mr. Ivory Lee Young has been counted present and attended the meeting. We are now reconvened. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Okay.
Keisha, did you want to say something, really?
Okay. We're adjourned. Okay.
Are you sure? 12:00.